Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Peter Saxon with another Radio Info podcast. Late last year, Ace Radio did a deal with Nine Radio to lease three of its neglected music stations, the Magic Brands in Brisbane and Melbourne, and the once-all-conquering 2UE in Sydney. Now, it seemed a good deal at the time. Nine Radio could concentrate on its talk network, while Ace could expand its mainly regional footprint by stepping into the three biggest metro markets in Australia, all with minimal upfront costs and therefore very little risk. What could go wrong? Well, plenty. This is radio after all. But nothing has gone wrong. In fact, things have gone incredibly right for Ace. What no one could foresee at the time that Ace and Nine inked their agreement was that the venerable 4KQ, with its reliable pure gold format, would suddenly disappear off the Brisbane dial, leaving the door wide open for a station like 4BH to replace it. This all came about, of course, as a result of ARN's purchase of Grant Broadcasters, which caused an overlap of signal between ARN's Brisbane stations and the newly acquired Hot Tomato on the Gold Coast and the River, mainly in Ipswich. The solution, it was decided, was to sell 4KQ to the highest bidder, which, as often is the case of late, was SEN, the Sports Entertainment Network, which promptly changed the format to Sports Talk and immediately shot to 12th place with a bullet in a 12-station race with just 0.4 share of the audience. Meanwhile, 4BH, which just two surveys ago was struggling on a lowly 1.2 share, posted an 8.6 share in Survey 6 released on Tuesday. On the phone with me, recording through the fabulous Rodecaster Pro mixer, is Ace CEO Mark Taylor to tell us more about how this totally unexpected change of fortune is playing out for them in Brisbane.
We went in there thinking, will 4KQ do so well, but, you know, we'll go in there with an easy listening station and we'll just eat away and see if we can get a three share, and, you know, we'd be pretty happy with that. And then when we saw everything unfolding, I changed that easy listening after about 2 months, just over a few weeks, we just went to Classic Hits because we just wanted to be ready for the battle. And of course, that last survey, Survey 5, you know, was only a half survey
right. For
the format change. So this was a good indication this time around.
So the beneficiaries were obviously 4BC, who had the gumption to grab the breakfast program
yes,
as soon as it became redundant on SENQ. And you got the rest of the station, and it's obvious that the 4KQ listeners have followed your cross. I mean, given no choice, and that's what I was going to ask you. Have you tweaked the format, and you have, to be more the classic hits than the easy listening?
KQ wound up on the 30th of June. We tweaked the format about a month before that, so that we could iron out a few bugs and be ready for the 1st of July.
Are you introducing more talk?
No. In fact, we're pushing more music, less talk in that market. So we're very much sticking with what we're doing. We're doing 30-minute sweeps of music out of the news and, you know, trying to keep the commercial content low, trying to maintain a decent rate so we can do that. So that's definitely not putting more talk on. That's not what we're about.
I guess that as a radio station, as did the Magic brand and 2UE before that, it runs on a smell of an oily rag pretty much, doesn't it?
Look, we've got a new model, which raised a few eyebrows. But yes, we use Zeta to, you know, its full extent, and you know, we're very happy with that product, and we're having announcers work from home, we're having salespeople work from home, so you know, we don't have that cumbersome, I'll say, not 1980s model, but you know, when we haven't got a radio station full of 50 staff or 40 staff. You know, in Brisbane, I've got 7 on the ground, and then we support those 7 people in Brisbane. You know, from the rest of the network, and a similar situation in Sydney. Just utilising the tremendous technology that's around today that wasn't around, you know, 10 years ago.
And the cloud, of course, makes it very easy too to coordinate everything.
Oh, amazing! I mean, you know, we still have physical servers in all of the 9 radio stations, AW and GB and BC. But if, for instance, one of those servers broke down, we go to Zeta in the cloud as our backup, and it's seamless. You know, you don't even notice a dropout. So it's a different ballgame with all of that technology available.
Given all of that, which kind of means that no license, no worries, anybody can get on the internet and be in the cloud and run a radio station with a bit of gear that I've got here, say the Rodecaster Pro, which I can record.
We might have a few dozen of them, Peter.
Yep. You do? Yeah. They're really, really good gear, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like having a little radio station right on your desk here. Me recording you on the phone sounds like just as you would on 2GB or 3AW. So given all that equipment and all that stuff, the idea that anybody can start up a radio station, should radio be worried about that?
You know? Look, I don't think so, because it's that analog license, that in-car listening where people don't have to stream and so on, that still seems to be popular, especially with the older audience. Like, we pretty heavily promote DAB+. I mean, I reckon we promote it more than most of the other networks. Obviously, the FMs don't have the need to promote it as much as the AMs, but, you know, we go pretty hard on it, and we go hard on our apps as well. But we still see, when we get, you know, the reports in, that the AM listening is high. You know, it's still very important. We've had so many emails from the Sydney market saying, you're leaving 954 on, aren't you? You're not going to do what the people did to 2CH. And we're going, no, 954 is there to stay. 1116 is there to stay, and so on. So I think, you know, you still things might change 20 years from now, but right now that's the difference between an official licensed broadcaster and, you know, someone starting up a streaming service. And then, you know, we're lucky enough to have a great relationship with Tom Malone and the team at Nine to take their fantastic news service and in on our regional network, you know, some of their talk programs like Neil Mitchell and Tom Elliott and so on.
Podcast edit by Abe's Audio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.